Earlier on in the week, I caught up with the lovely John Steele. He's from the Animals, and he's playing with the Animals and Friends down at Alexander's Live in Reefers Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 25th of January. Hiya, John. Lovely to have you on the show.
Hello, Ruth. Thanks for inviting me.
So I noticed this on your socials, which is a great start to the year, that you're thrilled to announce the Australian and New Zealand leg of your 60th anniversary world tour. How amazing. And happy 60th anniversary as well.
Brilliant. Oh, thank you.
So you're celebrating 60 years since the release of House of the Rising Sun in 1964 with unprecedented 120 date world tour in 2024. What do you think the secret is to your longevity? It's amazing.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I like a glass of red wine.
They say that's good. That's good for the heart and the soul. So tell us a little bit about your history, how you came about, and just a bit about your history and your story.
Oh, well, it goes back all the way. Way back to 1956.
Wow, amazing.
When Eric Burden and me, we first met when we were 15-year-old first-year students at the Newcastle College of Art.
Wow.
And we discovered we had a lot in common about music and movies and things. And Eric had a little band that he needed some help with. And actually, I was playing trumpet at the time.
Okay.
I was 15, and it was back then. It was just before rock and roll really took over everything. And
yeah.
Up until that point, young kids used to dance to jazz, you know.
Yeah.
And that was where my first interest was. So I took up trumpet, but within a matter of a few months, Eric said, "Let's go rock and roll," and we all changed. We all changed instruments, and I dropped the trumpet and took up drums, and that's where the Animals really started.
Yeah, well, it was definitely meant to be, because you're still going 60 years later, and it's absolutely brilliant. It's great. So you're the founding member and returning to Australia and New Zealand for the 11th consecutive year to perform all the hits with your band and friends, which is brilliant. And you're also playing at Alexander's Live on Thursday, the 25th of January. Have you played there before?
I have, yeah. I think I can't remember the last time. I think we played since the pandemic.
Yeah.
But certainly before that, a couple of times before that, anyway. It's a nice venue. I like it.
Yeah. Well, Chester definitely welcomed you back on the 25th. What have you got in store for your set? What can people expect, the audience?
We play the you know, the major
singles,
so it's House of the Rising Sun. We got to get out of this place. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Brilliant.
Bring it on home to me. And all of that stuff. And then we've got lots of LP tracks and B-sides and stuff that we can just juggle around. Yeah. We can mix, you know.
Yeah, well, everyone's in for a good time if they book tickets to come and see you. I know that for a fact. And apparently I've read that you also have signed drumsticks, T-shirts and a brand new hot off the press album live in Australia. Tell us about the album and where it can be found.
I haven't seen it myself yet.
Have you not? It's that hot off the press. You've not seen it yourself. I love it.
Absolutely, yeah. it was recorded in a great club in Adelaide called the Gov, and it's a really good music venue.
I'm
hoping it's as good as it felt at the time.
Yeah.
Got sticks, loads of sticks.
Mm-hmm. It's very exciting times for you. So what's your plans for 2024? When do you start your tour, your Australian tour and New Zealand tour?
We'll leave on the 15th of February for Australia.
Yeah.
And we'll fly back on the 22nd of March.
Ah, oh, brilliant.
So and then 4 weeks on the road.
Brilliant. And then you're fully booked up for 2024 in the UK as well.
Yeah, well, as soon as we get back, we land on the 22nd.
Yeah.
And we've got a gig near Oxford on the 23rd.
Oh, wow.
And just after that, we're back to London Heathrow, and we're off to Finland.
Oh, my goodness.
for a week, and then a week in Sweden.
Oh wow, you're literally living the rock and roll lifestyle still, aren't you?
Yes. It's a continuous seven or eight weeks run. That
brilliant.
It's a bit intense.
Yeah.
The rest of the year is here, there, and everywhere, but not quite on a scale of that, you know.
Yeah. Well, Chester definitely welcomes you on the 25th of January. It's been a pleasure chatting to you, John. All the very best for your tour. Happy 60th anniversary. Have a blessed gig at Alexander's Live on Thursday. Chester welcomes you.
I'm sure we will. It's a great venue, and I look forward to playing there, you know.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for the chat, John. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. That was John Steele there from The Animals. He's playing down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 25th of January, with The Animals and Friends. Here's a little teaser for you. It's We Gotta Get Out of This Place by The Animals. Enjoy.
In this dirty old part of the city, come on then, where that sun refused to shine. People tell me that there ain't no use in trying. Oh no. My girl, you're so young and pretty, but one thing I know is true, you're gonna be dead before your time's due. See, my daddy in bed and time, watch his hair turning gray. He
the Animals with We Gotta Get Out of This Place. A little teaser for you as to what you can expect down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday the 25th of January when the Animals and Friends play. Here's another little teaser. It's House of the Rising Sun. The Animals, enjoy.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun.
Classic, absolute tune, House of the Rising Sun by the Animals. If you want to hear them and see them in flesh, then make sure you book your tickets for their gig happening down at Alexander's Live in Rufus Court in Chester this coming Thursday, the 25th of January, by heading over to alexanderslive.com. You are in for